And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hi there. Thank you for listening in today. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio Message. My name is Susan Rosario. I have a lot of scriptures and comments to make today. So let me get started and so I can get it all in. Last week, the message was on the power of prayer, becoming a mountain mover in terms of learning to rid yourself, free yourself, or let me say purge yourself and your life of some things and situations that appear to be bigger than life, bigger than your mental and physical ability to deal with them head on. So as you move on into another exciting year, I can say without hesitation that I believe this is the year those who choose to put God first in their life, those who at all cost exercise the fruits of the Spirit, which are, by the way, love and joy and peace and long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and yes, self-control. Folks, we got to control what we think, what we hear, what we watch on TV, what we read, to remain in the fruits of the Spirit. Amen? So first off, I want to say, understand what it means to get ready and stay ready. Yep, those who choose to do right and be right by all things Holy Spirit, meaning you live in the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit that is always choosing to do right and be right. And if you do that, you become more God conscious. That's how it works. So last week's message, Prayer, the Mountain Mover, was the title, and it was based on Scripture Matthew chapter 17, verses 18 through 21. Talking about prayer, the mountain mover, becoming one with God, understanding that in order to move mountains of problems out of your life, you have to learn how to have a consistent prayer and fasting life. It's just that simple. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting moves mountains. Let me read you the scriptures here that I taught on last week. Again, Matthew 17, verses 18 through 21. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." So, folks, today I want to talk more about how to leave mountains of problems in the past. Yeah, right now. Yeah, make a promise to yourself that you will become what the fruits of the Spirit describes. Why? Because it's no longer enough to quote them every now and then. It's no longer enough to know what the scripture says about the fruits of the Spirit. And then 5 minutes later, you are ungodly. Yeah, we've all been there. You quote all of them, and then the next minute, you're ripping somebody off. So the fruits of the Spirit, meaning the ways of the Holy Spirit, the ways you are to grow as a Christian, as a believer of the Word of God, is to grow in the fruits of the Spirit. And I know we're talking about faith and moving mountains and fasting, but I have to throw this in there because this will give you the peace and joy that you need to know and stay connected to God. Because when you can hear from the Spirit of God, you're more calm. You're more sure of yourself. You have more hope. You have more compassion and love for yourself and other people, right? So we have to grow in the fruits of the Spirit. That means we have to, like I said last week, practice being holy and righteous. And I used an example. If you're in school and you're taking a final exam, you don't just go sit down and take the exam and don't study, right? Because you're going to fail. I mean, unless you're a genius. But other than that, you have to study that subject in order to get a perfect score to pass the test, right? So we have to grow in the fruits of the Spirit. We have to grow in love, and joy and peace, long-suffering, grow in kindness and goodness and faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. We have to grow up and be more spiritual. Amen? So, as I move on into my main message, the title, if you are just tuning in to the message today, my name is Susan Rosario. This is the Faith Walk Radio Ministry message. Title of the message is Faith Will Move Your Mountain. Yes, faith will move your mountain. And I will be teaching on the entire month of January on prayer and fasting using faith to move your mountains. If you didn't listen in last week's message on becoming a mountain mover, you can visit my website at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. After this message, you can log on to my website and listen to that archive message and a bunch of others. Now, the scripture of the day, again, the title of the message is Faith Will Move Your Mountain. Scripture I will be teaching on today, Mark 11:22-26. If you want to grab your Bibles and follow along, feel free to. If you are driving, no worries, just keep listening. I will be reading those scriptures here shortly. But before I do, here is something to think about. Life with Jesus Christ is long-suffering sometime, right? But that doesn't mean you won't have victory, peace, and joy in the process. Yeah. The Bible tells us long-suffering, but that doesn't mean we won't have victory and peace and joy and love and excitement and progress in the process, right? As 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So, again, that doesn't mean you take on the attitude that things will always be the same old thing. I don't care what's happening in the world. With God, there is no fear of nothing or nobody. I say this because I believe that to move your mountain, your mind has to be clear and you have to focus on the end results, not what you want or don't have, but see yourself living and thriving in whatever you've been praying and fasting for. You have to first believe in the impossible dream. You have to believe that although things look really, 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 really bad, even still, you have to say, my God is bigger than that. Yes, my God is bigger than that, bigger than whatever's going on in this world, as long as you live in the fruits of the Spirit. Here's the key. You're safe. That's what keeps you connected. That's your lifeline. Amen? I don't want to get off message here talking about 2 Timothy 1:7, I am going to read the main scriptures here shortly, but 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I was just talking, if you're just tuning in, God doesn't want us to be afraid or fearful. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. Fear is not of God. Remember the fruits of the Spirit, joy and peace, along with love, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So how do you stay in control? Maintain that joy and peace. Why? Because Paul tells us so. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So if you, again, are just tuning into the message, the title of the message today is Faith Will Move Your Mountain. And the definition of the word mountain in a literal state is a large natural elevation of the earth's surface rising abruptly from the surrounding level. Others are a large steep hill, a mountain region characterized by remoteness and inaccessibility or unreachable. Another one is a large pile or quantity of something, or a great mass. A mass means to build, form, or a frame of some sort. So I wanted you to get a visual of a mountain and how impossible that is. But I'll be back with that comment later. But as I move on into Mark 11:20-24, it tells us this. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, these are the disciples, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So here is the tie-in, you guys. Here we go. You have to first believe in the impossible. Yeah. First believe in the impossible. Tell yourself, I don't care what people say. I still believe that this thing I've been praying about will happen. You have to believe when it seems too crazy to be possible. Yeah, I know. When everyone and everything around you is in an uproar, believe. Yeah. When everyone says you're crazy to believe that God will give you that desire of your heart, taking into consideration, though, that your heart's desire is to do His will. Yeah, when everyone says you're crazy. Yes, when everyone says it'll never happen, believe. Yeah. Believe when fear comes. Believe when you are on the verge of giving up. Hold fast and believe when the world seems it's going to hell in a handbasket. Believe. Yes, believe that God will still prosper you and give you a future and a hope in the areas of your finances, your marriage, your kids, and their kids' kids from all generations to come. Believe when the world seems to be moving into a no-return state of affairs. Still believe in what God told you He was going to do for you when you live in the fruits of the Spirit. Still believe. And here's a tie-in scripture as Hebrews 11:1 tells us. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So folks, I hope you get that unless you first believe, reading about faith, talking about faith, can't help you much unless you believe it's possible. Unless you believe that your faith can move your mountain, right? So here's what I think believe means. Believe means you have to have some kind of faith, whether a little faith still doesn't matter. You can still move a mountain of grief out of your life with a little faith as tiny as a mustard seed. You just got to have some belief. You have to believe that it's possible. Amen? Remember the Bible tells us in Matthew 17:20? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. So you see, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. That's what it says. So let me say this. Moving a mountain seems a little ridiculous and laughable, right? In the literal meaning of the scripture, right? Think about it. It says right here. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. So I say, it seems a little laughable. I mean, if you really think about it, moving a mountain seems pretty impossible, right? Out of all the examples Jesus could have used, He used something that would be so impossible, people wouldn't reach it because they can't imagine moving, literally moving a mountain through faith. So I see what Jesus is doing. He chose a mountain as an example. Could have chosen anything else, but no, that's too simple for Jesus. No, he wanted to draw a mental picture of something so impossible to make the case. Yeah, to make the case that if you believe, if you fast and pray, if you have just a little faith, all your grief, all your problems, all your issues in life are all easy to get past. So as I move on, again, I read Mark 11:23 and 24 real quick. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. And before I go on to verse 24, this last sentence in the scripture where Jesus says he will have whatever he says. Folks, whatever you speak life into, you will have. If you speak life into negative situations and you speak negative all the time, I'll never have, I'll never do, I'll never be, then guess what? You will never have, you will never do, and you will never be all that you can in Christ Jesus. Amen? Again, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So the key here is to believe, and faith will kick things in overdrive for you. Absolutely. When you pray, if you don't believe in the impossible, then you don't have faith in all that is possible to you, all that is available to you through Christ Jesus. So don't sell yourself short just because you don't have the life you want right now. No, have faith for it, and it will remove every obstacle in your path. Remember Mark 11:24. But believes that those things he says, meaning you, will be done, and he, meaning you, will have whatever he says. Speak life into everything you're praying about. So you can't pray for something and then say the next minute, that happens for everybody else. That normally doesn't happen for me. But God, if you ever see fit, you know, to let me have it, then okay. But then you spend years and years and years mad and upset and bitter because you never got it. You see how you're shooting yourself in the foot? Don't sell yourself short. Speak life into everything you're praying about. Amen? So if you are just tuning into the message, I have been going over some great scriptures dealing with faith. I do have a few announcements I have to get in before I'm off the air today. Let me pause really quick. And I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan Rosario from Faith Walk Radio Ministry Show. I am glad you tuned in today. I just wanted to break really, really quick for a quick announcement. Some exciting news. Faith Walk Radio Ministry is coming to you with Skype prayer. Beginning February 1st, 2018, you can log on and we can pray and tear down strongholds, remove mountains. So again, beginning February 18th, 2018, you can log on and Skype with me or other prayer warriors out there. Whether you need prayer in the areas of deliverance, family, finances, healing, hope, love, a miracle, forgiveness, removal of fear, anything that's laying heavy on your heart, log on in. And just lay it all out for us. Amen? So if you'll do me a favor at the end of this message, go to my website at www.faithwalkradio.com. Send me an email and say, yes, Susan, sign me up. If you're an intercessor or a prayer warrior, I want to talk to you as well. So now back to the message, Prayer, the Mountain Mover.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, I am back. Thank you for listening in to the Faith Walk Radio Ministry message. Title of the message today is Faith Will Move Your Mountain. Scripture of the day, Mark 11:20-24. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in its heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So folks, I say to this scripture, just like the fig tree, you too can wither away old depressing memories of your past. Memories on top of memories piled all the way up to the sky with mountains of lies and defeat written all over it. Yeah, you too can ride on the wings of an eagle across every mountaintop in your life. You too can waste no time, another chance, another opportunity to leave it in 2017. Just leave it there. Just let it go. Just say whatever it is. I don't need to get even with nobody. I don't need to do anything but leave it alone. Why? Because you have the birthright through Jesus Christ as a child of the Most High God to leave the past in the past, because there is only right now. So why do you say all this, Susan? Why this? Well, I'll tell you. Traumatic and horrifying memories should be left behind. And If they have been following you around in your life 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, that would be a sign. If you still have the same traumatic, negative memories that have shaped your life, that's a sign. It's time to put them down and leave them behind. Stop having nightmares about them. Stop thinking about them. Just stop. Let it go. What are you holding on to stuff for? Especially if it's not helping you. But a lot of folks don't see it that way. They see it as who they are. But it doesn't have to be that way. Amen? So if you've been carrying around for the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, then guess what? That would not be God. God would not want you to relive hurt one second. No, God would not want you to be haunted by your past. Only the devil does. Bad memories is not a God doing. Bad memories is what the devil uses to keep your life in, as Paul reminds us, in the past. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward towards those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So you see again, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. I've been talking about this for the last 5 minutes. One thing I do. I'll say it again. One thing I do, that one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward towards those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus for you. So if you make it your job, your everyday responsibility, your goal to forget, yeah, forget who said what, did what, where, why, and when. If you go into 2018 saying 2017 was a purge of everything, I have one thing on my mind, and that one thing is, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forget. Forget about it. Lay it down. Let it go. Leave it alone. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward towards those things which are ahead, I press forth the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing on, folks. I'm pressing forward. I'm leaving all those mountains that kept me spiritually disconnected from a bright, peaceful future. I'm pressing on. So are you ready to press forward, overcoming those mountains? Are you ready to be the fruits of the Spirit? Are you spiritually prepared? Well, I am here to tell you, growing out of your flesh and into the fruits of the Spirit will give you the faith and the courage to rise above all that seems to tear you down. Rise above all the mountains of lies and deceit and hurt and pain and suffering. Rise above. Amen. You can do it. Because the people that love you in your life are depending on you to do so. And this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. Remembering bad things about your past only keeps you reliving the past. If you want to leave your past, then walk away from it. Walk away from the shackles that kept you locked up in your mind. Walk away and into the arms of freedom, for God's love, joy, and peace is free of charge. The only cost is when you let your past build those mountains of hopeless, faithless, fearful moments. You see, if you're not careful, it will cost you nothing but lost time. Folks, I have had a great time sharing the Word of God with you today. And as I end my message here and before I go into 2018, I will see you next week, same time. Psalms 23 sums it all up for me here today. And I had to take you out with this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Right? Well, this will bring the Faith Walk Radio Ministry message to a close. Hope you are going to leave it all behind and reaching forward towards the mark of the upward call in Christ Jesus. Just want to say to my wonderful husband, thank you for being made perfect in my heart. Let's take 2018 by storm. Also, don't forget to go to my website at www.faithwalkradio.com. That's www.faithwalkradio.com. Listen to this message again and a bunch of other archive messages. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario. Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.